I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker. I cover film here at KERA, and our guest is Bart Weiss.
How you doing?
Bart, thanks for coming back and talking to us again, this time about your series Frame of Mind, which airs on KERA television. This is a long-running series, and before we get into tonight's show, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about just the scope of Frame of Mind and what you're trying to accomplish each year with this series.
So for a long time, the series was meant to be highlighting Texas independent film, which is clearly at its core what it does. For a long time, I would be just looking, going to festivals, just looking at a lot of local work and programming that. But I started a few years ago actually putting together original programming, so doing retrospectives of important filmmakers so we can get a sense of the breadth of their career. So the idea of trying to create original work as well as showing the work that already exists is really where we're trying to go.
Tonight you're showing Frank Ray, Pastel Poet of the Texas Plains. It's the story of an artist from Oak Cliff, active in the late 1800s, early 1900s, a very focused artist, liked cows a lot.
Well, aside from liking cows a lot and being a very important artist, he also was a teacher. He also helped put together the organization, which eventually became the Dallas Museum of Art, and really kind of created a culture, particularly in Dallas, being around around art. There's kind of like a cult following about him. He was very much interested in landscape and animals. Probably there's nobody who has influenced Texas artist in the early days of Texas art than him. And he's a very important, influential person and mostly forgotten.
And he was like a lot of other artists at that time where he really studied the particulars of the anatomy of these animals. And yet, as his art develops, his pictures of them almost became more abstract.
He was very interested, particularly early on, in how do you get this to look right and really to sort of, I wouldn't say document, but to express what the prairie and what Texas looked like, the unique flavor of that. And if you think about it, in all kinds of art forms, we have kind of regional artists who focus on why this place is different. And I think he really sort of pioneered that.
So you guys are doing several retrospectives of North Texas filmmakers, including one of my dear friends, Thorne Anderson. Who are they, and what are they all about?
Actually, Chris, I think you introduced me to Thorne Anderson.
I think I did, too.
And he's just been an incredible addition to the Dallas-Fort Worth community. And in terms of a retrospective, his is very different because we track him from being in college and studying anthropology and then photography and then going through all the different wars that he covered and all the places he's been in doing still photography and then into video and then to the work he's doing now. So it's a very different kind of journey than, say, Melinda Levin, who has always been a filmmaker but has traveled the world and done all of these very interesting, mostly ethnographic kind of films, getting to experience different kind of cultures. And then we have Alan Governor, who has followed artists and, you know, people doing tattoos and blues musicians and all kinds of other things. And to get a sense of why he does what he does and to put all these things together really is kind of unique. And what's really wonderful about these things is the artists each understand themselves better by doing this retrospective. It's like, why did I do that? Well, kind of figured out now.
Well, Bart Weiss, always good to talk to you. Thanks for coming back by.
Thank you so much.